Who's his successor? Who's your candidate?
I don't have any comment other than the one I gave you yesterday. That at the moment, Mac seems the best. I'd like to suggest you defer talking to him until mid-afternoon or so, Mr. President. I'm just looking over the list again to see if I can get some better ideas.
Yeah, I'll do that. But has something developed?
No, nothing has developed. As a matter of fact, I talked to Max last night. He called me and he said that he felt perhaps he'd given me the impression day before yesterday that he'd cooled a little on his earlier statement that he volunteered for service, and he just wanted to make clear that he was perfectly willing and ready to go if you thought that was desirable. Nothing else has developed. I think that I don't think Dean Rusk is enthusiastic about Max going out there, and there are the problems associated with a military officer appointed to the post, as you have pointed out, with the New York Times, Lippman, Post, etc. And I just wanted to give one last hour or two of thought to alternatives.
What we've got to bear in mind is the number one objective is holding there and not seeing South Vietnam and Thailand, Cambodia, all of them go under. Now, in order to do that, we've got to get the man who will most unite this country.
Yep.
Now, from the standpoint that we look at it, he is less vulnerable than anyone else has suggested, but he is seriously vulnerable from the liberal line that you're talking about.
That's right.
You're still going to catch hell from the right-wingers. He's not going to alleviate any of that, and in addition to that, you're going to grab the left-wingers here.
Yeah.
That troubles me, but I don't see anybody that will make it less, and I think he'd be more competent. I believe it. I thought this morning we might send him as special assistant or even as chairman joint chief for a month or two and stay in there and plan and organize and work closely with Con. And I believe Con's going to be pretty upset when this man goes out and gets a second rater he never heard of. And maybe name Alexis Johnson as ambassador and let Max keep his present place. And after 6 or 8 weeks, come in for a couple of weeks and then go back until we get through with this thing and planning new defenses and offenses and initiatives and so on and so forth. I guess that just wouldn't work at all, but we've got to find some way. Taylor can give us the cover that we need with the country and with the Republicans and with the Congress.
Yeah.
We need somebody to give us cover with the opinion motors.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. That worries me. You see Bobby's instinctive reaction, political job, not a military job. Then a good many of them say, well, it's not Mac Bundy's, it's military taking over. And there's been a little feeling like that in the State Department. They got the biggest bunch of leaks in the country. You know damn well they'll start giving backgrounders immediately about the military has won, the Army's taking over.
Yeah.
It's all going to be a military operation, and Tom Mann's got another Brazil going. That's the type of stuff that the New Republic and the Nation, the Reporter, New York Times, Washington Post, Louisville Courier, St. Louis Post-Dispatch, that's what they're going to do.
That's right, and this worries me a little bit. It may be a price we have to pay to get the right man out there, particularly a man that will buck up Con and give the country a feeling of strength in our response. But I'd like to avoid that cost if we could, and that's really what I'm thinking about this point.
The greatest danger we face there now is losing Con and being asked to get out.
Now, that's right.
The man that could give him the most confidence and the most strength would be Taylor, I believe. I don't believe George Ball, Gilpatrick, Mac Bundy, and any of those fellows going to give him any strength, because they're going to catch. We're going to start catching hell the minute we announce him. And the only man I really know that's got that's not regarded as a warmonger, that's got a bunch of stars and got standing, is Taylor.
Yeah.
As a matter of not too old.
Well, let me think about it and I'll call you.
All right, please do.
After lunch. Thanks.